Foundations 11 now commences. Da, da, da. You'll hear that later on. Right. You should have been here during the practice. If you ever want to see, and I would say, an elderly, most distinguished Portuguese gentleman sit on a plastic box and fall sprawling on the floor. I wish we had filmed it earlier, but that was so that's how he starts the conference. Who knows how we'll end the conference. So anyway, so we no, he didn't hurt himself. No. Did he hurt himself? No. No, just yeah, broke my box. That's my box of books. So I have to sell all my books because I've got no box to take them home with. So if there are any left, and Joe say you'll have to buy them all. Okay, so welcome to our 11th conference. In fact, it's the 17th conference in all, but if we include all the regional ones, it's actually 23 that we've done, believe it or not, in 7 years, 23 sort of foundations type conferences. But these are the main ones, these annual ones, which we do two a year. Of the next one is in October, the same place where we did Foundations 10. Hands up who came to the last one, Foundations 10. Oh, look at that. Repeat customers. Doesn't that tell you a lot? Now, this is the very weird thing about our conferences, because we've had, over the last 7 years, we've had around about 500 people that have come through our books, let's say. And one would think, in the nature of things, that things should sort of increase as more people come and recommend it, etc. But it doesn't. It doesn't happen to us. We get exactly the same number every time. And the weirdest thing is in terms of the rooms that they gave us here, which was 70 rooms, we had exactly 70 rooms filled up, not 69 or 71. They haven't all turned. About five people haven't managed to turn up through illness, but in fact, you know, a week ago, every room was full up, and there was no one waiting to come in. So, the way that we look at the way I look at it is that people don't choose foundations, but foundations chooses you. So you are the special ones. You know. What you've been called for, we don't know yet. And perhaps it will be different for all of you. But you are all here in God's purpose. And there is the old cliche about, you know, because we've had so many problems today, it must mean we're doing the right thing. I mean, I like to say that. But it just seems weird that the M1, there were problems. There was problems on the line coming up for St Pancras. We had an emergency this morning. One of our beloved leaders had to go quickly to A&E this morning, and they haven't arrived. Have they arrived yet? Has David arrived? David and Agnes? No. So Agnes woke up with a poisoned toe and had to go to A&E. So literally the time where they were meant to be, you know, getting in their car and coming here, they were in A&E. But she's had antibiotics, and they're on their way, and I think they should be here soon. I can't imagine having a conference without David Andrew. Those who've been, I mean, he's been ever present for the last six main conferences, and when I think back to the days before then, it was just totally different, you know. And so, you know, we do need him, just as we need our other elder statesman, Mr. Hill. But you won't be smiling a bit later, though, will they? No, they won't be smiling a bit later. No, right. We'll figure that one out later on. So the conference, this is one new man. We don't normally have conferences that are so sort of specific and directed, but this one has been, let's say, more choreographed than usual, in that we've actually planned more or less what we're going to say, more or less. Whether that's what we're actually going to end up saying is another thing. But there are only going to be four talks, which is unusual for a conference that lasts 3 days. Most of you who go to Christian conferences expect end-to-end talks and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that's how we started, you know, 7 years ago, you know, sort of doing what everyone else did. But now we realise that the Lord does want us, when we come together, to each to be able to interact and not just to hear some old, you know, with, you know, wise old man on a podium. I'm looking at Jose here. But I have this mental image of him falling on the box. it. You just had to be there. But those of you who haven't been before, we try to do things very differently. And the four talks that we have, I don't know what the, I mean, I'm one of the speakers. I don't know what the other three are speaking about, but we do expect that the Lord will be meshing it all together. But the main thing is that after we've all spoken, the main thrust will be group discussions on what you've just heard. So there is a case of interaction about having your say. And we do hope by the end of the weekend that perhaps we can come up with perhaps something different in terms of what is One New Man, because, you know, there are many One New Man groups out there mainly very much sort of Jewish messianic sort of emphasis, and perhaps we will help us all to think a little bit differently on, you know, looking at it biblically. What did Paul mean when he wrote those verses in Ephesians? So anyway, more of that tomorrow. So we will, Freedom in the Spirit. This is since our seventh conference, this is the model that we use. It sort of changes all the time. But the essence of it is two things. One is that everyone here should have a chance to meet with God in a new way, in a way that is right for you. And it will be different from the way that you will meet him to the person sitting next to you, we hope. And we do want you all to have a chance to have this journey over the weekend. And the other emphasis is for you to perhaps to discover more about yourself, about what your function is in the body of Christ. And not everyone, you know or allowed to find out using, you know, the normal church system. You can end up sitting on the pews for years and years and years and never really knowing what God has created you for. So we try to help in that way through what we'll be doing this weekend. And to do that, you know, we have sort of various things apart from the usual stuff. I think the one thing that we'll mention, which we haven't actually set up yet, is our quiet room, which is, you'll notice there are four breakout rooms. I can't remember which one's the quiet room. I think it's the one behind the sound desk. Is a room, and it will be made a bit more private. We'll put some curtains on the outside, and that's a place where you'll go if you feel that you need, you know, to do something. It's almost like the old idea of sacraments, you know, sort of doing a physical action in order to emphasize something that's going on inside. In our case, we look at two things: we look at confession and we look at communion. And there's a way that you can go in there and you can use what we call our goldfish bowl confessional. Get tired of explaining this, I know. It's a goldfish bowl filled with water. And if the Lord has put something on your heart, which could be a word or it could be a confession, and in privacy, we have paper there. You would write on this paper, put the paper in the water, and it will dissolve. Hopefully, if you push it down enough. So there's a little spoon to push it down, and we don't want any sins floating around the top, which has happened. we do have many testimonies. It might sound like very sort of trite and simplistic, but it does actually work. For people just to get things off their mind and to know that they're just washed away within the water. So that's the one thing that we have in the quiet room, which you can do at any time, as long as it's not tonight, because we haven't set it up yet. So if you've got any sins, they've got to stay for another day before you confess them. you can confess them now, but you can do the actions tomorrow. Communion, you know, communion doesn't have to be administered by a chap in a dog collar, you know. I know there might be a few chaps here with dog collars in, but, you know, it doesn't have to be, and it was never meant to be that way from the start. So we have all the elements you need for communion to come in and do it by yourself or with someone else or with a group of you at any time. Again, so that's a quiet room open at any time for these activities. Other things that we do, as I said, we do have interaction, so, you know, no one speaking is allowed to get away with stuff. You know, they will be, we'll think more deeper about what we're saying, and other people can get a chance to ask questions. And what will happen afterwards on the Sunday night is our esteemed wise man, Chris, who has this fantastic way of actually listening and analysing what's going on. Chris will summarise the weekend in some way. And again, it will give us something to think about towards the end of the conference, and that will be on the Sunday night. Other things are at the back there, you'll notice tables with crafts. We have craft activities, which you can sit at those craft tables at any time, not just you know, when there are times for sitting at the craft table, but even while there's someone speaking, if you feel like the Lord has put something on your heart or you just want to doodle, then these craft tables. And Monica's got lots of activities like candle making and that sort of stuff that you can do as well. What else do we do? I can't remember. Oh, right, the show and tells. We find this very popular and very entertaining. I presume there's going to be a Stevenson one this time. Yes, the planned one, that's good. Always the climax of every conference are the Von Trapp Stevenson family. hopefully with a little ditty they may have composed for the occasion. But I know Christine has got two or three others, and if there is a burning thing that you want to be able to come up and speak for up to 10 minutes on something that is not a sermon, and it's not going to be dry and boring, it's going to be entertaining because it's at the end of the day and we want to hear something interesting and funny, and we've had some really good ones in the past, and we hope that there may be some more this weekend. So we'll do that two or three tomorrow night and Sunday night as well, or late afternoon. And the two other things that we do in terms of workshops, we have a choir created from scratch, which could include you if you can play a musical instrument as well. David and Kayla over there, our young musicians. They're younger than me, so yeah, they're probably quite old, really. But you know, they're younger than me. From tomorrow, they will train up a group of people who are interested in joining the choir, and you'll all be performing in our celebration morning on Monday morning. And it's always been great, and they are really good at encouraging you, and I'm sure they've got a song in mind to do as well. And at the same time, for dance, Hebraic dance, which is absolutely incredible, particularly if you're a man. we'd never get enough men. Ginny and Rosie and Emma will be leading a workshop. Have you been to the room yet? I gave you the key. Have you seen? Yeah, so it's a good room, isn't it? Yeah. So there'll be practices throughout the weekend. Any interest in dance? And it's dance stroke drama, isn't it? And there's always a story behind it. And I do urge you, if you haven't done it before, it doesn't matter how old you are or how left-footed you are. You know, if me and Paul can do it, then anyone can do it. so even David Andrew's done it. so do that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll work out when the rehearsal times for those activities are. What else have we got? The timeline. We create a timeline for the whole weekend, which is on the table behind you. And that's usually amazing. By the end of the weekend, anyone can add to it at any time, just to write something, to draw Bible verses, anything, and just put the time underneath, and you watch the story of the weekend, just sort of, you know, how it sort of discontinues, and it literally on a good weekend or a good week, it can stretch from here almost to the end of just. And it's just, and we film it and we put it up on the website. But it really is worth looking at and taking part, particularly if the Lord has really given you a word or a picture. Then that's where you do it at any time throughout the conference. We have that at the back. Right. I think that's time. Okay. Right. I don't think I want to say any more, really. I want to introduce you to our announcer. This Scottish lassie, Jackie, who you will see later on being very Scottish later on, but she's only going to be quite Scottish now. So you go introduce yourself.
You might just need to hang about so you can get a translation. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a few no sure, Steve, come on. Good evening, everybody. My name's Jackie, and I'm going to be giving you some really important announcements, so you need to listen. And see, if I think you're sleeping, I'll be picking you out, because we're all wearing badges, right? See these badges? So keep your badges on so that I can pick you out by name. And if you've not got a badge, you'll get another name. So please keep your badges on, right? So that we know your proper name, no my made-up name. Prayer meeting tomorrow. Who's an early riser? Right, yous are all getting up early and going at 7 o'clock to the prayer meeting. There's your volunteers. Here. So 7 o'clock in the morning. If you're an early riser, go for it. And if you're not an early riser, when you're showering, you can still pray, right? That's you told. Everybody's got to pray. Yep, there you go. Show and tell. He's already stole my thunder about show and tell. Christine, go and stand up, please. For those that don't know, that's Christine. And there's only 6 spots for show and tell. So you've got to be quick. Oh, what was that? Almost full. You'd be really quick then. So I would grab her the now if you want to do a show and tell. But please keep it light and fun, because it's great when it's light and fun. I don't even need to do anything. I just need to speak and it's light and fun. Anyway, so we're going shortly. I've not even got a watch on, Steve. We're going shortly for dinner, yep. Steve will tell us. Yep. But those that are involved in the Purim play, can yous be back here for half, yous, plural, us, be back here for 7:30, please. And everybody else, 8 o'clock sharp, because you didn't want to miss this Purim play. I'm telling you, you didn't want to miss it. Do you understand? Didn't want to miss it. You didn't want to miss it. Thank you, and hope you have a good night. Good night.
Okay, so I think that will do for now, except for one thing. If Chris, if you want to come up and pray. But yeah, just, yeah, would be a good idea, I think. And then when Chris is prayed, then we'll all go out down to the single file, all the way down to the dining room.
Well, folks, delighted to see you. Wonderful to have that terrific encouragement from our sister. Wasn't that great? How many of you understand a single word of that? Good. Well, you see, we're assuming that most of you are charismatics, and so you have the gift of interpretation of tongues. So, there we are. But it's great to be here. There are even more people to come, because as you've heard, some are delayed because of rail and road problems. But we're here, hallelujah. We're here to praise the Lord. We're here to hear the Lord. We're here to be changed by the Lord. And if there's no change, there's no discipleship. Just think about that. But it's the truth. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord. Dearest Father, we bless you and praise you that we have this priceless privilege to be in your presence without any preconceptions. We haven't got a clue what is really going to happen, dear Father. One or two hints, but not much more. And yet, Father, the whole thing is planned by you. Your blessed Holy Spirit is going to flow through this conference. Your glorious word is going to govern everything we do, everything we say, even everything we think. We are your disciples, Lord Jesus, your apprentices. We are becoming like you. And so people seeing us are increasingly going to say, my goodness me, that person reminds me of Jesus. Lord, we can't ask anything more than that, to be like him. Father, we call our conference Foundations. And we bless you that Jesus Christ is the sure foundation. And everything we do, Lord, in these days together, everything, may it glorify you. Move amongst us, Lord. May we redeem the time. May we take advantage of every precious moment to be in your presence and to be in the presence of one another. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And for what we're about to receive in t'other place, may the Lord make us truly thankful. So, school's out and the dining room is open.